VOA News, I'm Steve Miller. Japanese Emperor Akihito has abdicated the throne on Tuesday afternoon. He spoke here through an interpreter during the ceremony.
I sincerely thank the people who accepted and supported me in my role as the symbol of the state. I sincerely wish, together with the emperors, that the Reiwa era, which begins tomorrow, will be a stable and fruitful one. And I pray with all my heart for peace and happiness for all the people in Japan and around the world.
Crown Prince Naruhito ascends to the throne to succeed his father tomorrow, May 1st. Islamic State Group's leader has appeared in the video for the first time in 5 years. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In the video released by the group's propaganda arm, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is seen with a bushy gray and red beard, sitting on the floor with what appears to be a machine gun next to him. It's the first time he's been seen on video since giving a sermon in 2014 at a mosque in Mosul, which a few years later was badly damaged as Iraqi forces took on al-Baghdadi's militants. The site intelligence group says he acknowledged in the video that they lost the fight for their last stronghold in Syria, and also discussed the recent Sri Lanka bombings, for which the group claimed responsibility. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials at both the Pentagon and the State Department, as well as U.S. intelligence agency, said they are aware of the tape but have yet to verify its authenticity. This is VOA News. More rain is forecast in northern Mozambique, where the death toll from Cyclone Kenneth jumped to 38 as flooding and pounding rains hampered efforts to deliver aid to badly hit communities several days after the storm. An estimated 160,000 people are at risk from the second powerful cyclone to hit southern African nation in just 6 weeks. Aid workers have described the area as being totally devastated. Spain's ruling socialists were weighing options for forming a new government on Monday after they won a national election but fell short of a majority in the deeply fragmented parliament that could spell prolonged political uncertainty. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is weighing his party's options. Here's Reuters' Isla Bini.
Pedro Sanchez has not put his cards on the table and committed to anything at this point. He even said when he came out to speak to his supporters on Sunday night, very elated from the result, because he did win a good couple of million votes more than the nearest political force that was behind him. He said that he wouldn't put up what in Spanish politics is often called a safety cordon around any options.
That's Reuters reporter Isla Bini. The prime minister in Spain said on Monday that the socialists will try to govern alone. A plot to bomb a Nazi rally was thwarted in Southern California. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The Joint Terrorism Task Force in the Los Angeles area stopped a would-be pressure cooker bombing of a Nazi rally planned for Long Beach, California on Sunday. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna says Army veteran Mark Domingo, who converted to Islam, wanted revenge for the New Zealand mosque attacks. He adds that an undercover officer had been working with Domingo, who thought he was getting a number of improvised explosive devices. I'm Tim McGuire.
The family and friends gathered Monday to remember a synagogue shooting victim, Lori Kay. AP's Mike Grossier reports.
A packed congregation gathered Monday at the Chabad of Poway for a memorial service for Lori Kay, who was killed in a shooting at the Southern California synagogue on Saturday. Hannah Kay said her mother lived her faith.
Everyone was her sister. Everyone was her trusted confidant. Everyone was her friend.
Lori Kay's husband, Dr. Howard Kay, implored anyone with hatred for others to change.
Turn your life around. Come back into the real world, the world of Lori, which is peace and love on earth.
I'm Mike Rossia.
Police in Bangladesh say security forces killed at least two people suspected of belonging to an Islamist militant group behind the deadly 2016 attack in a Dhaka cafe. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
extraordinary woman. Your love is healing when I need it. That good, good feeling with a meaning. You do all you do
in an ordinary way.
Woman, your sweetness brings me happiness. Like the rain to a thirsty earth. Today, we are meant to be together. Cause everything feels alright. When I first saw you in the crowd, sweet emotions swept right through my soul. Yes, you are extraordinary.
Extraordinary Woman by Rocky Dawuni of Ghana, and right before that was Jamila by Josie Chameleon of Uganda. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vander here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records. I'll be right back with more music.
The lyrics could be French,
English,
Portuguese,
Bantu,
Arabic, etc.
It is the beat.
The African beat that counts.
The beat does all the translations.
It cuts across all languages and gives us the understanding that this is the African beat.
It is so distinct.
And adhesive.
It binds us together.
African beat on the Voice of America. Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time.
With David Bandy.
This is the African beat. where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African beat. It brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Welcome back. The African beat on the Voice of America. Let's take a trip to the Democratic Republic of Congo. Kofi Olomide in Enrique. And right after that, Ikole by the late Oliver Ngoma of Gabon. And Culture by the Gavi sisters of Sierra Leone. Lois, Betty and Kema Gavi coming together again in a combination. But let's take it to the top right now with Enrique by Kofi Olomide of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Doucement, doucement, il n'y a qu'à t'amener, t'aimer.
How I love this one. I'm sure you love it too out there in Sierra Leone. Culture by the Govee sisters, comprising Lois, Betty, and Kema Govee. And right before that was Ikole by the late Oliva Ngoma of Gabon, and Enrique by Koffi Olomide of the Democratic Republic of Congo. This is your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
You love it. We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. You can also link up with us via the internet. Go to www.voanews.com/African Beat, and I'll be right there for you. And so let's take some emails. This email is saying, this is a big thank you message going out to you, dear host David Vandy, and the entire African Beat crew at the Voice of America. I want you to know that you bring joy to the hearts of millions of people far and wide, all across the continent of Africa, even in far places that you can ever imagine. I keep a very tight work schedule, David, but usually looks forward to the long drive back home around 9 o'clock p.m. Nigerian time to keep a date with the African Beat via my car radio. Your program makes me feel proud to be an African. Please, David, don't forget to send my VOA goodies. I will appreciate it. This is from your regular listener, Akintoye Alawode in Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you very much, Akintoye. And another email here says, it is my pleasure to address my wishes to you for all you are doing for us as Africans. My dear David, may the good Lord grant you all your heart desires and all what you need in life. Happiness, longevity, success, and strong iron health. This is from Lamudia Abdul Karim in care of the Brilliant School in Accra, Ghana. Thank you so much, Lamudia. And right now, let's go back to music. If you are ready, let's get it going right now with King Khalid of Djibouti in Kenya. And right after that, Modem by Flector Man of Nigeria and Mr. Lololova, the remix by Makadem of Kenya. But first, Kenya by King Khalid of Djibouti.
Thank you.
Love, beautiful music on the African beat by Makadem of Kenya. And right before that was Modem by Flecterman of Nigeria and Kenny by King Khalid of Djibouti. This is your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Always remember that the power of the beat is in the African beat.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back. The African beat, Tukabieni by Miss Jojo of Rwanda, is coming up. And right after that, Dear Mama by Barry Anom of Morocco. And my favorite, Ami Yoga, with the special teamwork of Manu Dibango, Angelique Kidjo, and Papa Wemba. Oh, I love this one. That is what we'll climax with today. But let's take Tukabieni right now by Miss Jojo of Rwanda.
Thank you. uko dusaranganye ibirori muri Kigali nshya u Rwanda rushya ubuzima bushya na vision nshya gusa turidagadura bukarinda bucya tukabaha injyana nshya abatoye mwese cyo ngaho ni mwiyegere mwiyegeranye amagare n'abakuru nabo baze nabo baze ni mu getting ready to kabyine tubashyushye
Mam jane mubushuwe dore 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 njewe naje Chisa mune bina kazundi mwanje kuna kese dore dore njewe naje Jamra di jemba choga, bicho kigoma choga Kisa mune da choga, na kazika choga Shitri wacho di choga ni chocho, use tuwa shushe Na fundi kujama mjana si wacho rafiki na chocho Di basa mshuhe du shuhe du kura makote du katu mziki ziki Du sanga handu wa suti ni tiawe pyo sembu henga bababi Romu mo kujama gume home
Beautiful Amiyo by Manu Dibango, Angelique Kidjo, and Papa Wemba. And before that, Dear Mama by Barry of Morocco, and Tukabieni by Miss Jojo of Rwanda. With all of this, I want to thank you today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And so, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long. We'll be right back.
This is VOA.